For those of you who may be listening to this message on the internet, I apologize. We're going to change our format just a little bit because with the group dynamics as it is, I would like to do more interaction and less preaching per se. And so please have patience with us. And we will repay you everything. Okay, Matthew chapter 20. Starting at verse 17. Before we actually look at the text, I want to try to put things in context here of what we are want to emphasize in this particular section of Scripture. If you have been watching television lately or listening to the news and have been tuned into the recent elections, political elections in America, realize that there was really a rather astounding turnaround of politics in the Senate and the House of Representatives lately, with the Democrats getting a majority in both houses, which was really a pretty dramatic turn in terms of the way the country has been going. But if you think about the big perspective of things, and if you can remember back a few years ago, you remember that Jerry Falwell in 1979 was the founder of an organization called the Moral Majority. In 2004, that was changed a little bit to call the Moral Majority Coalition. But basically the thought was to form a lobbying group in Washington to affect policy and to affect outcome or government decisions at the highest levels of the United States. Specifically on the agenda was to overturn abortion, to address the issues of homosexuality, to deny homosexuals' rights and so forth, and actually even to the point of outlawing homosexuality and overcoming the gay agenda, and a number of other points. But the concept was that by forming a political lobbying group in Washington, they could influence government decisions and policy to a more conservative agenda, and particularly to provide means or support for those conservatives running for office, to get conservatives into the White House, into the judges' seats, and into the houses of both the Senate and the House of Representatives. There was some initial success at that, I think, in terms of really influencing policy. But one of the inevitable outcomes of that was that the Moral Majority ended up aligning itself with one political party, specifically the Republican Party. And therefore, one could not think about the conservative, evangelical, Moral Majority agenda without also thinking about Republicans and vice versa. Unfortunately, over the years, what we discovered was that